Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the book of Daniel and examining the amazing character qualities that distinguished this man about whom it was said that he had a spirit of excellence. Yesterday we talked about how Daniel made a decision in his heart that he would not do anything that would defile himself. He would not do anything that would allow his conscience to be violated, even though he was in the middle of a heathen culture, working for a pagan king, surrounded by people who did not believe in the one true God and did not follow his word. You may be in such a situation today. God wants to encourage you that you can walk and live a life of integrity and maintain your spiritual walk with God, though you may be in a place such as Daniel found himself, surrounded by people who do not believe as you do. God wants to encourage you today if you find yourself in such a situation. A second quality that Daniel exhibited that I believe enabled him, by the grace of God, to walk and live a life of integrity and maintain his victory, his spiritual victory, though he was in a very challenging situation, is the fact that Daniel always relied upon God for wisdom and did not try to figure things out on his own. We live in a day when people's intellect and academic pursuits are highly valued. And this is fine, except that God's wisdom and God's intellect, you could say, is far superior to academic achievements and intellectual pursuits of man. God, who created man, has much more wisdom, understanding, and knowledge than all of the PhDs you may find in the earth today put together. Daniel, who was a very sharp young man, he was chosen to work in the king's court in the Babylonian royal palace because he was one of the sharpest young men from Israel who had been taken captive to Babylon, and the king had specifically assigned one of his assistants to go and choose some of the brightest young men to be trained in the Babylonian ways. Daniel was among that group. Though he was obviously intellectually intelligent, Daniel relied on God for wisdom. This is a character quality you will see exhibited throughout the book of Daniel in Daniel's life. A specific instance when wisdom was greatly needed is found in the second chapter of the book of Daniel. I'll read part of it to you from the Amplified Bible as it's a fascinating encounter. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams by which his spirit was troubled and agitated, and his sleep went from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, the enchanters or soothsayers, the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, "I had a dream, and my spirit is troubled to know the dream." Then said the Chaldeans to the king in Aramaic, the Syrian language, "O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation." The king answered the Chaldeans, "The thing is gone from me, and the decree goes forth from me, and I say it with all emphasis, if you do not make known to me the dream with its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So show me the dream and the interpretation of it." They answered again, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it." The king answered, I know with certainty that you're trying to gain time because you see the thing is gone from me and because you see that my word against you is sure. If you will not make known to me the dream, there is but one sentence for you. For you have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, hoping to delay your execution until the time is changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can tell me the interpretation of it. The Chaldeans, or diviners, answered before the king and said, There is not a man on earth who can show the king this matter, for no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or Chaldean. A rare and weighty thing indeed the king requires. None except the gods can reveal it to the king, and their dwelling is not with human flesh. For this cause the king was angry and very furious, and commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be destroyed. So the decree went forth, and the wise men were to be killed, and the officers sought Daniel and his companions to be slain. Then Daniel returned an answer, which was full of prudence and wisdom, to Arioch the captain or executioner of the king's guard, who had gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He said to Arioch the king's captain, Why is the decree so urgent and hasty from the king? Then Arioch explained the matter to Daniel, and Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would set a date and give him time, and he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, so that they would desire and request mercy of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his companions should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things, and he knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Now, Daniel, in this situation, reacted to this very pressure-filled and dangerous situation with a very simple confidence in God by going directly to the king, asking him for a little bit of time and telling him confidently that he would give the king the interpretation of his dream. The king granted it, and Daniel and his friends went right to God. It says that they requested mercy of the God of heaven concerning this secret. Daniel made it his policy in life to rely on God for wisdom and not try to work things out in his own natural or human strength or understanding. This was a key to Daniel's success. It was a key to him being able to continue to walk with God, maintain his integrity and maintain his spiritual life with the Lord in the middle of a very contrary culture to the Hebrew culture. Daniel went to the Lord, and his reliance on God was rewarded. God gave him the revelation of what the dream was and its interpretation, and Daniel gave God the glory for giving it to him. Verse 25 of chapter 2 says, Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known to the king the interpretation of his dream. And the king said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, Are you able to make known to me the dream which I've seen and the interpretation of it? Daniel answered the king, The mysterious secret which the king has demanded, neither the wise men, enchanters, magicians, nor astrologers can show the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what it is that shall be in the latter days, at the end of days. Your dream and the visions in your head upon your bed are these. As for you, O king, as you are lying on your bed, thoughts came into your mind about what should come to pass hereafter, and he who reveals secrets was making known to you what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than anyone else living, but in order that the interpretation may be made known to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart. Now, Daniel, first of all, gave the credit to God. He didn't take credit for being so smart that he could figure out what King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed, and not only that, tell him what it meant. He said that the secret's not revealed to me because I'm smarter than anybody else, but because God wanted to do something. God wanted to show you something for the future. This was a humble way of presenting this to the king. But here's the key. Daniel relied on God for wisdom. That's how he went about his life. If you work in a secular job or you are going to school in a secular situation, you need to make it your life policy that you will not operate the way everyone else operate. God wants you to be like Daniel, where you rely on him for wisdom and insight and understanding, and you'll prosper if you'll do that. No matter where you are in life, God will do that for you.
Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.